Yeah, it's been a while. Injury's going good. Her recovery's going good, I should say. Started running on the field about a month ago, and it's just such a slow process, but taking the next step, and just going to keep working with the training staff to get better for training camp.
How do you feel you fit into the zone blocking scheme, and have you had previous experience in that type of blocking arrangement?
I've run some zone schemes before, but nothing quite like this. The way Kyle kind of has it going is a lot of outside, attacking the outside, a lot of wide zones, attacking the perimeter. And I've never been a part of that, and I'm really excited because I think it fits my skill set tremendously, and I can't wait to get started out there.
That beard, has that been, you've been growing that since the injury?
Yeah, I haven't cut it. Trim the sides a little bit, but see how wild it can get.
So you're aiming for training camp?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the exact date I'll be back. During the spring, I'm going to try and work in a little bit. Definitely no full contact probably until training camp.
Can you kind of talk a little bit about what it's been like with your new coaches, Coach Carter and Coach Morgan?
Yeah, I really like them. They're all the new coaches are full of energy. And, first meeting they told us they brought them in because they're guys that know how to teach. And that's what they're all about. They're all about teaching the technique, teaching what we need to do to get better. And I'm really excited to work with them. You know, it's just been in the meeting rooms right now, and I look forward to getting on the field and seeing how we interact with each other. But so far, so good.
Just along those same lines, I mean, you've experienced quite a few turnovers at the offensive line coach position.
Yeah.
How do you have to adjust to that as a player and the different styles of teaching and the things that you're doing with that?
I mean, it's just with anything. I mean, you just got to – if you get along with people, then it works out well. I think a lot of coaches coming in to new situations understand that the older guys that have been here, they need to earn their respect because they're the guys that kind of run in the room. And now that I've become one of the older guys, I think the relationship there is really important to the new coaches coming in. And it's just all about treating each other with respect back and forth, and you can make it work.
Dan Quinn was talking a week ago about this first week. He wants to see how fast players can go in terms of practicing and going. Do you sense a different tempo in this first week?
Yeah, it's hard to judge right now, but definitely the atmosphere is changing. I know it's high energy, a lot of optimism, and it's going to be a lot of competition, and I think that's going to bring out the best in everybody. Everything's going to be fast and going to get a lot of work in.
Joe, you mentioned the teaching factor. Is there more teaching with this group of coaches than you've had in the past?
It's hard to tell right now. Like I said, we've only been in the meeting room for 2 weeks. Obviously, there's a lot of teaching right now because we're installing a new offense. And since I've been here, they kind of overhauled the whole offense. It's completely different. You know, the first few years when new coaches would rotate in, they kept the base offense together, the terminology and all. So a lot of that's changed. So the teaching right now is just kind of, learning the new terminology, learning the way the new coaches want it. And, Kyle's talked to us. He said just absorb it right now. It's a slow process. And just be able to take the information in and process it the way you process it as an individual.
How do you go about filling the position of a guy like Justin Blaylock, who's on the field and off the field and been a lot to the organization?
Yeah, I mean, he was one of the leaders of our group. And unfortunately, that's just the way the business goes sometimes. I know I'm personally going to miss him tremendously because we got along, and he got along with everybody. But he's a great player, and I wish him the best. I know he's going to find somewhere else to play.
Could you slide over to guard, or Stone slide over to guard, or Sam slide over to that spot? It looks like they got a whole bunch of options. They got Mike Person in there, too.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't really talked about depth chart right now, but a good thing about our group of guys, we have a lot of versatility and a lot of guys that can play a lot of different positions.
And the importance, have they talked about getting the running game going? That's something that declined over the last few years. Is that a part of what you all have been discussing so far?
Yeah, I know Kyle Shanahan's going to run the ball, and I'm very excited about it. And the way he's going to run it, he's going to attack the perimeter. And as an offensive line, you got to love that because it's not only going to help running the ball is not going to only help, the scheme, but the passing the ball as well. And it's going to slow down the pass rushers where the past couple of years, I feel like the pass rushers have been, teeing off and just worrying about the pass because they don't really need to worry about the run. So he's going to set up the run. And it's really going to help us all out as a group.
You mentioned how Kyle's system is actually beneficial for you and your skill set. How do you think it lines up with the rest of the linemen, the current linemen that are here now? Do you think it benefits for the most part that whole group as well?
Yeah, I think our whole group is very athletic, and I think that's what he wants. He wants guys that are in shape and that can run, because we're running sideline to sideline constantly. And we're not just dropping back 50 times. We're going to run a lot of play action, play pass. And I think all of our guys are athletes in that room. That's what they want.
Frustration of last year, the way the season ended for you and the team, is that kind of a thing that you can, a little chip on your shoulder, that, hey, we can get better and we need to show people we're better?
Yeah, I mean, if as a team, you always want to do the best you can, and that was definitely disappointing for all of us past 2 years. For me personally, my injury, definitely have a chip on my shoulder. I have a lot to prove. You know, I was handed a starting spot last year and didn't really get an opportunity to show what I had. And I know there's still a lot of question marks to some people, and I want to prove them that, you know, I belong in there.
And with Kyle's system having maybe a fullback and two tight ends, I mean, I would think as an offensive lineman, that's something you look forward to and knowing you have a little extra help up front?
Yeah, I mean, the way he's going to, you know, plan it schematically and game plan it with different backs and different tight ends. I mean, we can run the ball out of any formation and any personnel grouping. I don't think it really matters. Obviously, you bring more tight ends in, they're going to bring more people into the box. So it's all with game plan stuff. But the fact that he's focused on running the ball is a key point.
How much of it is cut block? And I know that has a kind of a bad connotation in some parts of the league. You know, how much of that allow y'all to get back to that nastiness that people used to associate with the unit?
Well, I don't think cut blocking necessarily determines how nasty you were. I think it's more of about a finish and finishing the plays, and especially the way they're going to have us running, you know, running full speed, you know, until the play is over. You know, cut blocking is a lot more difficult than it used to be. You can't roll into guys anymore. You know, just the rules have changed, trying to protect guys, and we understand that. So I don't think cut blocking necessarily is going to determine how tough or nasty an offensive line is. I think it's more about your finish. I think it's just positive attitude and his energy. I mean, he's just so excited to work with us, and he's so excited for the competition and you know, looking forward to the next year. And it's a fresh start, man, and, you know, new leadership. I feel like that's what this team needed, and I'm excited to work with him.
You have potential to draft at all, Joe?
No, not really. Sorry.
Coach talked about the tapes that he gave the players. Did the offensive players get those? And if he did, what are some of the things?
I'm sorry,
you saw?
The tapes?
He talked about point of attack tapes.
Oh, yeah, coaching tapes, yeah.
Did they give those to you, offensive linemen, and what are some of the things you want to work on that you saw?
Yeah, they've been working hard since they've gotten here, and they've actually cut up tape for individual players, and they have them, you know, in the meeting rooms and stuff, and I've seen mine. I mean, Coach Morgan has, you know, specific things he wants each guy to work on. You know, for me, it's the outside zone stuff is, as a center, doing a lot of man reach blocks. So he said just work on that in the off season, and then the pass blocking, you know, just being able to get my knees down, hips down, being able to block a guy one-on-one.
What does that mean to get something like that to kind of help you?
Oh, I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's a long way till the season, but it's a good start. And, you know, it kind of shows us what he expects of us. And, you know, start that relationship, coach-player relationship, and start growing it.